Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will now briefly introduce the document number 4, and I suggest that in a similar way as we did it in as we did it for document number 3, we shall then go section by section. So document number 4 is on either modified or additional definitions for types of cycling infrastructure. The modified, it's obviously that as we discussed the definitions at the last meeting, you made certain comments, suggestions, and you requested the Secretariat in collaboration, with ECF to make to incorporate those comments and suggestions and try to come up with a modified definition. And this is exactly following the homework that we had. There are two proposals, one for cycle track and the other for street with contraflow cycling. And then it was requested that definitions are also elaborated for other types of infrastructure, such as advisory lanes for cyclists, mixed use zones, and cycle parking. And last but not least, last time we were discussing the definition of a cycle street. You do remember very well that that definition refers to special regulations to be applied, and you requested that that we formulate such special regulations for consideration at this meeting. With this, in section 2 of the document, we have proposed modified definitions, cycle track and street with contraflow cycling. In section 3, we have other requested definitions, that is then the advisory cycle lane and charrows. We then provide a view on mixed-use zone, so there is no definition here, and then there is a definition for cycle parking. And then finally, in section 4, there are provisions for special regulations applicable at the cycle street. So, Mr. Chair, with this, I suggest that we go to the proposed modification of the cycle track. Okay, so it is on the screen. Maybe you try to. Unfortunately, it goes across two pages. So pretty much we attempted to have one definition that would incorporate in it the both the compulsory and non-compulsory cycle track, rather than keeping these two separately. So the proposal suggests that we delete a non-compulsory cycle track, and within the definition of a cycle track, there we distinguish the issue of it being compulsory or non-compulsory. So, as you can see on the screen, to the definition that already exists and is included in the convention, both conventions of 1968, we suggest to add a sentence that says the cycle track shall be signposted by sign D4, compulsory cycle track, if the track parameters, as per national legislation in force, allow for seamless cycle traffic on the track by all cyclist user categories at any time. The cycle track shall be signposted by sign. Here in brackets, we have a placeholder for the relevant symbol. So by sign of non-compulsory cycle track in any other case. So this is the proposal for discussion. I may also indicate that as we were drafting this, we were considering, so the Secretariat and ECF whether the definition shall make a direct reference to the sign symbol. Maybe that should be avoided, and so only the sign name might be referred to. So that is also for your consideration how detail specific that should be. In particular, that as I said, if it was just about the definition of cyclotruck to include in the 1968 Convention on Road Signs and Signals, of course that convention includes that specific sign with that specific symbol. However, it will be already less comprehensible if it's included in the Road Traffic Convention that does not then include further the symbol of the sign. So that is something maybe for consideration. I stop here to have Mr. Chair the discussion.